This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Duncan McFadden. Charlotte's newly expanded non-discrimination ordinance is on the minds of Republican leaders in the General Assembly and of Governor McCrory. They appear intent on overturning the most controversial part of the ordinance, a provision that allows transgender people to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with. Speaker Moore says he's prepared to call a special session of the legislature to address the ordinance before it takes effect April 1st. Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts joins me now to discuss this. Mayor Roberts, thank you so much for being here.
Good to be with you.
So did you expect such a strong and such a swift response from the legislature?
Frankly, no. I think that we are working hard to make sure that Charlotte stays a competitive city on the global marketplace, and we are following the lead of over 200 other cities and counties who have had this ordinance in place for years. And so I did not anticipate the strong reaction.
Assuming that the legislature does follow through and then the governor follows through and they take some sort of action to overturn this, how is the city planning to respond?
Well, I think we are going to continue to try to be a city that's competitive on a global scale. We don't believe that discrimination is good for business, and we are going to reach out to our legislators and talk to them about the importance of competing and to be inclusive and treat people equally.
Do you think that's a conversation that can happen before action is taken right now?
Well, we're in conversations, not just myself, but my colleagues are talking to folks they know in the legislature about this very issue. And we also hope that the legislature will let us have local control over this issue. We believe that we should be able to work with our businesses and our voters and continue to show that we're inclusive.
You tweeted earlier this month that you hoped cooler heads would prevail. I want to specifically talk. Governor McCrory is a longtime former mayor of Charlotte. Have you all spoken directly since this happened about this issue?
We have spoken, but not about this issue. So we've had conversations about other things that we're working on together. And, you know, that's a really good point, that there are so many things in front of our legislature, in front of our city and our state. There are real challenges around teacher pay, around recruiting teachers, empty classrooms. There are a lot of challenges around transportation. We've had conversations on that. And so when I say cooler heads, I hope that people will recognize the real priorities that we have around growth, around competing on a global marketplace, and that we'll turn our attention to that because we've got a lot of work to do. And I look forward to doing that with our governor and with our legislature.
Okay. Are you going to address it directly with the governor?
I don't plan to talk about this. The non-discrimination ordinance?
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear, it seems like a lot of the things that you listed, a lot of the priorities that you'd like to get done, it seems like there's a tie-in and you could say, hey, look, this directly relates to the other things that we're trying to work together on. So, you've got a powerful line with him. He understands your position or he understands your office. He held it for a while. Why not bring it up with him?
He did. Well, if I have the opportunity, I will certainly advocate again for our competitiveness and talk about the other places that have had the same ordinance standing for years without incident. And really, I think the need to compete is something that most people do understand. I think the challenge is whether they see this as a priority in that. So we can have that conversation, and if I have the opportunity, I might. But again, I think that there are other, pressing aspects of what we're trying to do on a local and a state level, and we will continue to talk about it and have good dialogue.
Okay. Does that mean those other issues are more important, or do you think it would be damaging to the relationship if you tried to address this specifically? Because you've pointed out you do have the opportunity, so...
Well, I am having that conversation with the legislature. I am reaching out specifically on the ordinance to many of the folks in our delegation, as many as I can get to before they reconvene. And I know that my colleagues are as well. So absolutely, we are having that conversation. But we are mixing it with other parts of our legislative agenda and other aspects that are priorities.
And for people for whom the argument, well, I don't want to send my daughter into a bathroom where a predator might be, for people who that argument resonates with, what do you tell them about how, in practice, this is actually going to be enforced by CMPD and other authorities in Charlotte?
This has been widely adopted by other cities, and there have been no problems in other cities. The things that people are worried about now in terms of predatory actions, those were illegal and against the law before the ordinance. They are illegal and against the law after the ordinance. And if we really want to help people who are subject to predatory acts or any kind of sexual violence, we should help people understand how to report those incidents, how to work with police to stop those ahead of time, because those have always been against the law.
Jennifer Roberts is mayor of Charlotte. Mayor Roberts, thank you so much for your time.
Always good to be with you.